Somebody who can store things in his locker, I guess.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yes, right.
Davy Jones' locker, mate.
Well, I certainly can't keep from noticing the fact that they have their music cranked up louder than ever. It must be coming onto the feed. I read a long Clark Ashton Smith story, but I think some disco beat got into it.
Disco beat.
The Dark Idol. Okay, kids, simmer down, or I'll read you more Clark Ashton Smith. What's the matter, you little monsters? I ought to give you the back of my head.
Weirdness could end up being weaponized.
Weird, eerie, creepy, Vampirella. These kids have everything handed to them on a silver platter. Those little brats, why I ought to... Oh, well, just calm myself.
The weirdness is dangerous.
So they say, but we were all weird once and young. Then we became flat, fat, and bland. In the mainstream of thinking, no longer in the avant-garde. No longer the revolutionary sexual movement of the 1960s. Watched Sting, that in fact I have a copy of it, the movie about a giant spider that inhabits a Brooklyn apartment. It comes in on a meteor, it crashes through the wall, and it lands in a dollhouse, and then the container opens up and a little spider gets out and it marches triumphantly through the dollhouse about the scale that it ultimately is when it becomes giant, except now it's small. And it has a sort of mental rapport with this young girl who lives there, whose name is Charlotte. And naturally there's a web of complications. And the story has plenty of bite. It's an actual monster movie with, eight legs and two pedipalps and... I managed to score a copy of Aragog. You'll remember that giant spider from the Harry Potter
shows. Right, yeah.
It's a nice model of it. And, of course, it is a male spider. On the ends of the pedipalps, the hands, they have an enlarged bundle which they use to inseminate the female.
Inseminoid.
And then get out of there as fast as they can. But often the female does catch them and eat them.
Weird as a framing works really well as a meme.
So males have those two enlargements, females don't. That's how you can instantly tell the sex of a spider. And also, females are much larger than the males.
Yeah, because they rock.
They don't suck. Oh, well, I guess they do.
Radio Valencia just keeps getting more and more awesome all the time.
Yeah, we're having the Alchemist sit in to do this part of the, the show. And, of course, I've mentioned the 14th anniversary Radio Valencia party at the Knockout on Sunday. Has it really only been 14 years? For some reason, it seems longer. Was that when Pirate Cat Radio shut down? And we were in Chicken John's warehouse? 14 years ago?
We left to go to the John Sean Wilkes Booth station. I forget his name. It was like a pre-Radio Valencia departure from Pirate Cat. And it was it was a guy who like had an he was equally distasteful of Monkey, but he kind of made anti-Monkeyism like the whole root of the station, which, and he was kind of trying to enforce a lot of weird arbitrariness.
Yes, it wasn't John Miller, I suppose.
John Miller. Yeah,
oh, it was. Say, is this a sound effect of a horrible buzz or an actual horrible buzz? Not, it stopped, so yes. I can't know, but some people deliberately introduce buzzes and things into their, I don't know why, I mean, we're having some experts flown in from Washington, D.C. Their helicopter is landing now.
But yeah, Pirate Cat lasted after we left it. And then it duly became Mutiny Radio.
Yes, and then it finally turned a turtle and lay in the street with its legs sticking straight up.
As one does.
Well, Pamela stayed with it a long time, and she was quite talented. And I remember when I interviewed Cindy McTaint and Senator John McTaint, if you remember that one, that Doug Wellman broker.
Oh, wait, hold on. John McTaint.
Yeah. The presidential campaign.
Right.
And his voluptuous wife, Cindy, sat on my lap and submitted to my improper touches. It was fun. It was a funny routine. It went on and on, also. And, of course, Puzzling Evidence was there and made a video of it. But only he knows where all these videos are.
Wow.
If even he does, you know, if you don't know where they are, or if you can't get to them easily, then I guess you won't be seen. But they're there. They exist.
There. Right there. See? There.
Oh, there. Near here? I somehow doubt that. They must be in his aditum, his sanctum sanctorum, his fortress of solitude. These are the cool cats, the shining knights of radio. All through the night, they jabber and palaver.
Than the sea, bigger than a big canoe, and we like a banana pudding.
Banana pudding? I got some banana extract. I experimented with it, flavoring milk with sugar and so on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it works, actually. You have to mix it just right.
There you go. So you familiarize yourself with the proper portion control of the extract?
No, you just mess around. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But you don't need a lot. But if I wanted to do it right, I would mash up some actual bananas in a blender and add, you know, cream and vanilla extract. It would be bananarific. Or some vanilla ice cream. Or some banana ice cream from Mitchell. You brats, quiet down. It's perfectly good ice cream. Gee, we'll leave it to kids. All we'd ever eat are hot dogs and sugar pops.
Little toot.
Little toot was just a cut, just a happy little cut.
I was on the floor, higher education. Never seen a world like this before. I say leave it dirty. See you in the orchestra.
Spooky
night music.
Ah, the covering of night is mercifully over all.
All the little backgrounds, this is all the little children.
Jesus, and you hear the crickets quit.
Jesus, it's a special
and the sky is gray, and the lightning bugs Jesus, and dew is all quenched away. When the lamplight flickers and the wind goes,
just a happy harbor tug, and he came from a line of tugboats fine and brave.
Boop, boop.
Fun seems that little toot
boop.
Simply didn't give a hoot.
So if he doesn't give a hoot, does he pollute then?
He lacked gravitas and responsibility, which is why he caused that horrendous accident with the giant liner. You can see an ambulance pulling up. I mean, people were hurt during that one. And so he was exiled to beyond the three-mile limit.
His name was Big Tooth, and when he blew his whistle, it sounded like this. But when Little Tooth blew his whistle, it sounded like this. Funny little whistle, wasn't
it? If that don't beat all.
He went on his merry way, zipping around in the water, in and out among the big ocean
with zip ties,
shooting his whistle and blowing round black smoke balls.
Wetting his whistle and eating those black smoke balls.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
Don't you ever.
Hell no.
Won't you ever grow up?
Only intellectually.
All you think of is fun.
Won't you ever?
All you think of is fun.
Sort of like the Disney thing of the ants and the grasshopper, where the world owes you a living. No, you have to work and labor to be virtuous and an honest American.
So, when he saw his father tugging away with a huge ship on the end of his rope, Little Toot scooted around in back of the big liner and started to push.
Here comes that terrible incident.
And when the rudder turned, of course the big liner turned too, and, well, you can imagine the rest. The big ship got completely out of control and went round and round in circles and ran right over Big Tooth, who went down under the waves and came up full of water, sputtering and gasping for breath.
Well, he's lucky he survived it at all. That didn't happen in the movie. No, what happened was the giant liner crashed onto the land. It was actually up in the middle of ruined buildings, railroad tracks.
It's really well as a meme.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thanks. I was just setting the record straight. No, you're too kind. Thanks. Yeah, we'll try to keep it. We'll try to keep it truthful as long as you guys are listening. Yeah, you're a beautiful audience. I love you. You know what? We might just be here all night.
Yeah, you're always talking about how the audience is terrible and lousy.
All right. My friend, he likes to make the joke, huh? He is a funny guy.
We have fun.
We know how to kick up our heels and ow! Oh, my arthritis!
Horse is a horse, of course, but who ever heard of a talking horse? Unless, of course, the horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed. Right to the source, the horse, of course, will give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course, the famous Mr. Ed.
People yak and yakety yak and gibber and squeak all day,
but Mr. Ned will never speak unless he has something to say.
I got something to say!
Kinda hard to understand him. You there, horse.
We're back.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we're back and ready to continue in the next part of our show. We hope you listeners at home are enjoying so far what we've got going.
Hey, after...
At 1:14 a.m. After the appearance of K-Rob.
See, after 1 o'clock, it
time
gets kind of gets
marches
kind of
on. News on the March.
We're about to take part in a seance.
A seance? Let me out of here.
Oh, these things are all fake. Shh, you'll offend Mr. Meek. He's come.
Mr. Meek.
Well, it's a bonny good evening, isn't it? And we have two strangers here. They're very sympathetic. Won't you heave them into the circle?
Oh, this is a great honor. Mr. Meek almost never lets me.
You are lecturing to us.
Yes, darling. We're sending photographers Thursday, so get the plant ready.
Dump they come. In quick a snap.
There it is, in the tree. The demon, he's coming. Yeah.
Mr. Meek, not so smart.
Disintegrating, the main springs and gears bleeding on the floor. When I slew time and yanked his bloody beard as I belabored his grinning skull with my trusted tabor.
Things as grey as hope.
Slightly out of tune.
Laughter. Stuffs her cotton ears.
The sons of the prophet are many and bold, and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest by far in the ranks of the Shah was Abdul Abul Bolamir. If you wanted a man to encourage the van, or to harass the foe from the rear, storm, fort, or redoubt, you had only to shout.
Starts out with a bang.
For Abdul Abul Bulamir. Yeah! Seance is too scary. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going.
I want candy.
Candy, you say?
The cherry lime.
You want candy?
Trippers.
I think I am slightly affected by those two that I ingested.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm getting more and more out of it by the minute.
He's sick. Okay.
I won't be sick, but I'll be, it'll be harder to put everything back together. I'll just put it that way. So, my friend, we'll see this sweet beginning through to the bitter end.
He thinks he comes from the future.
The future?
He's been living in a meticulously constructed fantasy world. My world's starting to disintegrate.
Meticulous. Okay, guys and gals, cats and chicks, get ready to get down. On a Groovadelic special of the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
Yeah.
It's wild, it's wiggy, it's wacky, it's kooky, it's out of sight and out of this world. It'll blow your mind.
Good thought.
Well, who can say that it won't? I mean, there's truth in advertising.
Can you prove that your mind wasn't blown
when you came in here? You know, you just have to take some things on faith. Meanwhile, out on the dance floor, they're really cutting quite a figure. How can they dance in those high platform shoes?
Yeah. I think it's about the photo op more than anything else.
Ritualized, standardized. But what a party they have at the makeout room.
Yep. Where everyone dances, but no one sweats.
Miss Congeniality contest. And perhaps even a Miss Makeout Room contest. Or pageant, as we sometimes say. At Burning Man, we had the Sparkle Pony, the Miss Sparkle Pony Beauty Pageant as part of my show. For some reason, they didn't carry that tradition on. We haven't done it for the past couple of years. But it's the 28th. If you go out to Burning Man, come Wednesday night to the main pavilion, formerly Center Camp Cafe. There will be a full bar, cacophony cocktail party going on. Come for the party, stay for the show. I, Dr. Hal, will sing a song, and other things will be happening, followed by Foo Foo Ha and Fat Mandy of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Fat Mandy, eh?
Yes, you'll be there. I'm going to sing a song with her. I'll sing X Day Is Here, a little number I penned, which
not X Day is a common
often performed at X Day. You'd recognize the tune. Make sure that it isn't perceived by the public as Brand X Day. Although few remember Brand X, it was the antagonist to the product that was being sold in the TV commercials. If you use Brand X, you get so-and-so, but right. If you use new Splob,
uh-oh, he's been using Brand X.
Those Splob and bubbles will make Brand X feel ashamed. Here. Come on. Quit it. Here, I'm trying to do a show here. Doll. These uppity robots. Why, I ought to...
Doll.
Really?
I guess.
Doll.
Dong gong it?
It's doll.
Dog gong it.
Doll.
Putting on the dog, eh? So, human progress marches on, and the arc of the universe bends toward justice. Starring Ernest Borgnine, Tony Curtis, Kirk Douglas, and a gallery of stars. It's the one where they throw Ernest Borgnine into the bear pit, but he is allowed to... die with a sword in his hand. Janet Leigh is also in this picture. A rarely depicted period of history, although there was another one which had Sidney Poitier in it, another Viking movie. I forget the title. And he was a visiting Moor or something.
Some more.
A Too bad we don't have a refreshing beverage. Last night while I was working, I drank that chocolate orange soda that you gave me. What an unusual flavor. Where did you find that again?
Say again?
That chocolate orange soda that you gave me. Where did that come from?
It's a Jones soda.
Yeah, I kind of got a Jones for it. I got a Jones for that kind of soda. Give me the soda, man. Just give me the soda.
Yeah. Well, I think I got like five or six flavors, and we've gone through about half of them so far.
Regurgulating. Yes, in Los Angeles, at Galco's Old World Grocery, you can get every kind of soda that exists. And that's quite a lot of selected sodas. You'll see sodas you haven't seen since you were a child there.
Orange Crush, made with sugar.
Oh, of course they have Orange Crush, but they also have Green River. Ever heard of that? That was in the 1960s. You could get it at a soda fountain. Or Moxie. Or Inca Cola. Or all sorts of different soda pops. Well, it's 1:26 a.m., but sometimes it gets so you can't tell the a.m. from the p.m.
And FM.
1 hour, honey bear.
I'm going to get a last call drink before too long.
Well, it's 1:27 or something like that.
Probably hit it about
1:26 is the time.
1:40 is a good like right before they call it, and everyone's like trying to rush and get their last.
But of
one.
Course, the bartenders want to see no more people ordering drinks at precisely that time.
Right.
They're hoping that they can escape their drudgery. Well, I suppose you don't ask for something super complicated. That they have to put little umbrellas in and set on fire.
Just a pint. A pint of beer.
Could I have a hot chocolate, please? What the hell is a hot shot? No, I said hot chocolate.
Everyone gets quiet and you yell out the last
word.
Well,
I didn't mean to. I'm
saying there's shit in my pit.
What do you have to do to get a hot chocolate? No, I don't mean that. Good heavens, what a kinky place this town is. I've been told, but every now and then you just get brought up short. No, those are not my shorts.
I can't believe it.
I don't know what happened.
Say or do. Has
I know. I had nothing to do with it. Please believe me. That could have been a sticky wicket.
Wicket the Ewok.
Wicket the Ewok.
Was an Ewok
named Wicket?
Yeah, it was played.
But he was actually good.
He was played by Willow, the character, the actor.
Who also later played the leprechaun in the series of the same name.
Right, and he rapped.
He would leap, yes, to accomplish his evil aims, but...
No, in the third one, he rapped.
Well, he rapped, that's true, and then they went into outer space with it also. They had the leprechaun in orbit, but they had him in the inner city rapping, that's true. And what, did you see it? I've
never seen the whole movie.
You have seen the rapping?
Yeah, yeah.
You can probably just tune that part up online, and somebody excerpted
it. I think that's how I saw it. It was like a YouTube.
Well, what's he rapping about, may I inquire?
Oh, I forgot. I think he's just rapping about what a badass leprechauns are.
Yeah, that's about all that's left of him, because he's not like anything can oppose him. He's got all these magical powers and can do evil tricks.
And the girls are like, yeah!
Oh, all their background girl dancers dancing. Well, it sounds like quite an interesting bit of film. In fact, maybe we should show it on the Ask Dr. Hal show.
Oh, there you go.
I'll mention that tomorrow at the meeting. If it's possible, if it's not copyright entailed.
Well, maybe.
Can't it be there for fair use, for educational purposes?
When's the next show?
The 18th of August.
But is that a Sunday?
It's always a Sunday, and it's always at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
This one should be fun.
I want a couple seconds to just buy myself.
I've got to figure out how I'm getting out of here. The online show is the 18th, and then my show at Burning Man is the 28th, 10 days later. Oh, well. The Lord will provide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I need a ride, and I will bless whoever wishes to transport me and my stuff with good wishes from the celestial throne above, from the acme of true enlightenment. And furthermore, I pledge in addition that I shall provide abundant gas money and cheery companionship in the long, tedious journey of threading the needle to get into Black Rock City.
For he truly is the Son of God.
This truly was the Son of God.
Thanks, Mr. Wayne.
Anytime, Pilgrim. No, you've just got to see John Wayne in full Centurion armor, you know, standing there. And it's startling. He hasn't been in the movie before then, but it zooms down the cross where Jesus is doing his suffering thing, and there's John Wayne standing there in Roman armor drag, you know, saying, "This truly was the Son of God." Well, that's Hollywood. No, the heroes are plenty and worthy of fame.
True Grit was the movie he got an Academy
that
Award
serve in the ranks of the Tsar. And the bravest of these was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. He could emulate Irving, play poker and pool, and strum on the Spanish guitar. Yes, the absolute cream of the Muscovite team was Count Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer. Downtown he did go, where he trod on the toe of Abdul Abulbul Amir. "Young man," said Bulbul, "has life grown so dull that you hope thus to end your career? Vile infidel, no, thou hast trod on the toe of Abdul Abulbul Amir." Said Ivan, "My friend, your remarks in the end shall avail you but little, I fear, for you shall not survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul Abulbul Amir. Then take your last look at the sunshiny brook and convey my respects to the Tsar, by which I imply you are going to die, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skivar." Then this bold Mameluke drew his trusty shibuk with a cry of Allahu Akbar, and with murderous intent he determinedly went for Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. They parried and thrust, they sidestepped and cussed, of lifeblood they spilled a great pot. The philologist blokes who so seldom make jokes say that hash was first made on that spot. Oh, they fought through the night by the mellow moonlight, and the din could be heard from afar, and huge multitudes came, for so great was the fame of Count Ivan Skivinsky Skifar. As Abdul's long knife was extracting a life, with a loud cry of huzzah, huzzah, he found himself stuck by that wily Kalmuk, Count Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. The Sultan drove by in his red-crested fly, intending the victor to cheer, but he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of Abdul Abulbul Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his equipage blue, rolled up in his blue-crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange one last line with Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. And then there's a tune where some big special room. Where is graven in characters clear, please, stranger, when passing, do pray for the soul of Abdul Abulbul Amir. A splash in the Black Sea, one bright summer night, sent ripples that spread near and far. They were made by a sack fitting close to the back of Count Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. A Muscovite maiden, her love vigil keeps by the light of the pale polar star, and the name she incessantly cries when she weeps is Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. Dang it, man, these two dudes were so evenly matched that they just killed each other at the same time. One was from the West, from Russian tradition, the Slavic, and one was from the East, the Muslim tradition. Of course, Count Skivar was what we would call today a white Russian. Certainly anathema to Bolshevism and to any era but its own.
All right, I'm gonna hamscray for a mo.
All right, we'll take the right one. Are you allowed to bring them back here?
No, because the doorman will see it.
Even in a paper cup, they wouldn't let you fill it up. Oh, well, that's right. Last call to get one last convivial beverage. And I shall remain here. AM on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Dr. Helen Dowell presiding. Here, K-Rob has set up a fantastic sonic tapestry. Here's some Zothikian verse from Ludar's Litany to Thessidon. Remember, Thessidon is the future Satan, the future adversary, the one of this era having passed away. Lord of the sultry red parterres and orchards, sunned by hell's unsetting flame, amid thy garden blooms the tree which bears unnumbered heads of demons for its fruit, and, like a slithering serpent, runs the root that is called Ba'araras. And there the forky pale Mandragoras, self torn from out the soil, go to and fro, calling upon thy name, till man, new damned, will deem that devils pass, crying in wrathful frenzy and strange woe. Chimpachero, I'm an hero, chero. Rattle, 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 bobble, rattle, bobbling, tum, ring, tum, buddy, Mitch Kimbo took Miss Mousie on his knee. Ring, tum, buddy, Mitch Kimbo, pray, Miss Mousie, won't you marry me? Ring, tum, buddy, Mitch Kimbo, rattle, 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 bobbling, tum, ring, tum, buddy, Mitch Kimbo. I'm an hero, I'm an hero, I'm a chimpachero. Rattle, 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 bobble. Let a bobbling tum ring tum buddy Michikimbo. I'm an hero chimpachero. I'm an hero chero. Rattle, let a bobbling tum ring tum buddy Michikimbo. Ring tum buddy Michikimbo. Will drugs turn you on? Will drugs turn on you? My heart aches in a drowsy numbness, pains my sense as though of hemlock I had drunk or emptied some dull opiate to the drains. 1 minute passed, with a sad and leafy words had sunk. Tis not through envy of thy happy lot, but being too happy in thine happiness, that thou, light-winged dryad of the trees in some melodious plot of beech and green and shadows numberless, singest of summer in full-throated ease.
The sky, I'm crying over you, my little angel, for back to earth I soon must fly. I love
for a draught of vintage that hath been cooled the long age in the deep delved earth, tasting of flora and the country green, dance and Provençal song and sunburned mirth. Oh, for a beaker full of the warm south, full of the true, the blushful hippocrene, with beaded bubbles winking at the brim and purple-stained mouth, that I might drink and leave the world unseen, and with thee fade away into the forest dim.
For it's you makes the moon so bright. For it's you who makes the moon so bright.
So bright.
Fade far away, dissolve, and quite forget what thou amongst the leaves hast never known. The weariness, the fever, and the fret, here where men sit and hear each other groan, where palsy shakes a few sad last gray hairs, where youth grows pale and spectre thin and dies, where but to think is to be full of sorrows and leaden-eyed despairs, where beauty cannot keep her lustrous eyes, or new love pine at them beyond tomorrow. Away, away, for I will fly to thee, not charioted by Bacchus and his bards, but on the viewless wings of poesy, though the dull brain perplexes and retards. Already with thee, tender is the night, and haply the queen moon is on her throne, clustered around by all her starry fays. But here there is no light, save what from heaven is with the breezes blown through verdurous glooms and winding mossy ways. I cannot see what flowers are at my feet, nor what soft incense hangs upon the boughs, but in embalmed darkness guess each sweet, wherewith the seasonable month endows the grass, the thicket, and the fruit tree wild, white hawthorn and the pastoral eglantine, fresh fading violets covered up in leaves, and mid-May's eldest child, the coming musk rose full of dewy wine, the murmurous haunt of flies on summer eves. Darkling, I listen, and for many a time I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many a mused rhyme, to take into the air my quiet breath. Now more than ever seems it rich to die, to cease upon the midnight with no pain, whilst thou art pouring forth thy soul abroad in such an ecstasy. So mightst thou sing, and I have ears in vain, to thy high requiem become a sod. Thou wast not born for death, immortal bird. No hungry generations tread thee down. The voice I hear this passing night was heard in ancient days by emperor and clown. Perhaps the selfsame song that found a path through the sad heart of Ruth, when, sick for home, she stood in tears amid the alien corn. The same that oft times hath charmed magic casements opening on the foam of perilous seas in fairy lands forlorn.
I'm going to give you a lecture on what I hold to be important in life. Just let me say this time, and I hope never again, that someone's going to be me.
Forlorn, the very word is like a bell that summons me from thee to my soul self. Adieu, the fancy cannot cheat so well as she is fain to do, deceiving elf. Adieu, adieu, thy plaintive anthem fades, past the near meadows, over the still stream, up the hillside, and now 'tis buried deep in the next valley glades. Was it a vision or a waking dream? Fled is that music. Do I wake or sleep?
Okay.
When my baby walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. But they would anyway. Oh, well. Correlation without, you know. I never should have eaten K-Rob's...
I'm glad you,
Killer
decided
candy.
Not to notify the press.
Kind of depressed, I suppose.
The newspaper get my man would pants cause pressed. A lot of confusion at the field.
Confusion to our enemies.
Well, this is it.
Confound their politics. Frustrate their knavish tricks. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag, their country's field unfurled. 'Twas there the embattled farmers stood.
Now take it easy, Jeff.
And fired the shot heard round the world. Its flag to summer's breeze unfurled. Right? Right? Oh, well. Ah, you're a lousy audience. No kidding. It's fun to do the As Dr. Hal show, and especially when K-Rob drops in, but nonetheless, I'm going to shut this sucker down at 2 a.m. It takes me a long time to withdraw from here and then to put back everything which I bring in my home, where space is at a premium. Well, what kind of a drink did you manage to score?
You'll be seeing nothing but volcanic ash.
Oh, nude on the moon.
Then you can get to see that movie you were talking about.
I saw that.
Oh, I saw that last night.
You told me you were going to get some rest.
You mean nude on the moon?
You were going to get some rest.
Oh. Get some rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I guess you enjoyed listening to it, or otherwise you would have turned it off or something. Anyway, sorry about that.
Well, no, it was easy.
See, I leave my post, you know, Nude on the Moon comes on.
It did? Well, I'll be jiggered.
Yeah, but we didn't get to the finish when, see, it was all,
Well, what precipitates this withdrawal?
Well, what happens is that they don't bring back any samples. It was like this thing about, the moon's full of gold, and it's like, we're going to finance our next trip, and blah, blah, blah. And then it was just like, we didn't bring back anything. Like, there's no evidence or record or whatever. And then his secretary is like, he gets a flash of her naked. It's like, oh, the queen of the moon is right here. She's been here all along.
We didn't need to go to the moon because she's right here and working in the office. Well, yeah. What do you know about that?
Oh, he doesn't pay attention to me. But then he kind of hallucinates, oh, I'm undressing you with my eyes. And now... I guess they got married.
Don't most of those women wear underpants, at least, on the moon?
Yeah, they wear these kind of diapery kind of underpants, you know.
And then they have antennas to show that they're aliens.
Exactly. Which Joe Bob Briggs pointed out. Human, space alien. Human,
yes,
like Clark Kent with the glasses.
Voluptuous figures.
Yeah. So
a memorable moment in the history of entertainment.
We could all look up to the moon and wonder, are there nudists up there?
In the interior, the hollow interior. But maybe nobody wears clothes there. We would have to wear survival suits on the surface.
Oh, yes. They don't wear clothes. They think the wrapper is edible.
Inside, it's hollow and...
The
Kepler
is
with his Subhulvani was actually correct.
Should we play the Sleepy Time Goodnight music for the audience because they're drowsy?
You mean the Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum music?
Exactly.
No, I am going to play the usual outro.
See, I'm trying to, pump everyone up because I just had a beer, you see.
Well, you see, I did ask you what kind of a drink you had, and you didn't answer.
No, I said a pint of...
A pint?
Like a pint of beer, yeah, mate.
All right, I see you.
Just a simple
you
pint.
You had a pint. All you had is a simple pint. It doesn't matter what beer it is.
Yeah, okay, so the beer of choice in this case is Racer 5.
All right. Now we have an endorsement right here on the show.
5 being the number on Speed Racer's car, and Racer X being his brother, I guess.
And is that really the genesis of the name?
I don't know, but like that's all I think about when I order
it. A convergent coincidence. Well, it helps you remember what to order.
Like, all you gotta think is Speed Racer. You think the Mach 5 and Racer X. Racer 5.
I think maybe I saw some of that Speed Racer movie that they made. You probably remember it.
With Christina Ricci as
was
Trixie.
She in it? All right. Well,
I think she was Trixie in that movie.
All right. They call it kind of Trixie. Trixie Dixie.
Yeah. The Trixie Dixie Chicks. And now they're just the Chicks or something? Because they took out the name Dixie or something? Or?
Well, maybe so.
The Confederacy is non-current, or...
Oh, I don't know if they'd done that. I rather think that they didn't, but I'm glad that they're finding venues and weren't destroyed by the shunning from the Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I think the...
Some
Nashville has grown up, you know, over the years.
At the time, some of them said that the Dixie Chicks were satanic, if you remember that.
Because they were anti-shock and awe, I think. Was
just that? So.
Yeah. So, let's just tuck all of our audiences in.
Now it's time to say.
They were opposed to George Bernard Shaw and Dr. Octopus. Ock and Shaw.
George W. Shaw.
For sure.
The sun turns out.
Yeah, it's time for all good little sub-deenies to pull the blankets up over their chests and...
sweet dreams for me.
Isn't this just the slackiest ever?
Well, it could be, but let's be slackful while it is permitted unto us.
Close your eyes and I'll...
Was that a sound effect, or did someone crash into the wall?
Collision into the bars.
A drunken person reeled against the wall and shook, but fortunately did not break the glass.
Well, they didn't have access to the glass, per se. Because of those steel bars. Don't worry, folks. These chains are made of chrome steel.
We've knocked some of the fight out of them.
Dreams, sweet dreams for you.
Oh, how horrible.
Put your arm around her, Jack. They're getting married tomorrow, folks.
A chorus of coughing.
Now it's time to say goodnight.
Just so.
Goodnight, sweet tide. Now the sun turns out his light.
Chompy McIncisors.
Chompy, no!
Sweet dream.
Chompy.
You're out on your surfboard, and then here comes Chompy.
No fat sharks.
No fat sharks. No fat sharks.
Well, that just about does it for me. Wait, what? The ultimate question. 42, of course, being the answer.
Chuck Serino here, above the comfort zone need.
So is this when we wish everyone a fondness?
a beef fondue, yes. What's this comfort zone nonsense?
It's Chuck Zarino's ride-along theme.
Oh, well, that's a different matter.
Do you remember Weird TV?
You bet.
He, whenever he, like, he hosted from the position in the comfort zone, and that was like his kind of wagoneer.
Right. Well, he can do it. I'll make that one